We are learning Daf Chav Tes Amar Aleph, and we're starting from the top of the Amud. We learned the Mishnah in Machloikis, if Stam Charamim are Bedek Abayis, it means Stam Charamim go to Hektish, or Stam Charamim go to Koyin. And there were two psukim they were using. One pasuk is Kol Chayrim Kotche Kadoshim Hu LaHashem, and that was a raya to Rav Yehuda Ben Maseret that it's Bedek Abayis, because it's Kol Chayrim Kotche Kadoshim Hu LaHashem. And the Chum used the pasuk Kistei Achayrim La Koyin Tirach Uzasa. That sounded like it goes to the Koyin, Stam Chayrim. And the problem is, what do you do with the other one's pasuk? So the Gemara said that the Mishnah said that the Chum learned the pasuk of Kol Chayrim Kachim Mul Hashem to teach us that even Kachim itself you could make it into Chayrim, and that means you give the like a Tavis Hano or anything like that. So let's see the Gemara. So that's the Machlokes Yehudim Seir and Rabbanon. And we have to deal with the psukim. Zok to Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Chermi kahanim, now to my regular, not stam charam, chermi kahanim, ain lehem pidyon. If you make a cherim to a coin, there's no way to redeem it, but no use on the coin, you give it to the coin. And charam, calls manchin base bailam, but before you give it to the coin, you know what the lach is? Hareke hektish l'chol devrayim. It's hektish. And you're even me'il on it. But it's a chiddush over here. Even though it goes to the kahanim, kozman, you didn't give it to the kahanim, it has a din like hektish, and there's me'ilah on it. Shenema kol chayim v'yisrael kachim kachim u'la Hashem. And this drush is from the word Hashem, not from the word kachim kachim, but because we have drush of kachim kachim other things, so you see, it belongs to Hashem until you give it to the kohen. No, it's the kohen, hein l'chol d'vareim kechulun, shenema kol chayim v'yisrael l'chol yihiyah. All chayim goes to the kohen l'chol yihiyah. Tosfos brings a raya from here, that the drush we had yesterday, that said l'chol yihiyah means that a kohen, a Yisrael can give it to any kohen he wants. It's not a real drash, it's only a smachta. Because here's the real drash, l'chol yihiyah, teaching us that a kohen, once he gets it, it's chulun l'chol devarim. So, the Gemara Vayta. Who did we say, Roma, stam chorom v'ad gabayis? So, we spoke out in the Akdama today's daf that there's the psukim you have to deal with. So, Vishnu Rabbanu, Akim v'parash tamayu. Rabbanu explains all the psukim. The pasuk of kesoda chayrim l'kohen tiyach uzasa teaches us that it goes stam chayrim is to a kohen. And the other part says, Kol Chayim V'Yisrael, Kachi Kachi Mul Hashem, which sounds like goes to Hekdesh. That's teaching us that Karbonos, you can make a Chayim on Karbonos. So that was the Rabbanon. Vishnu Rabbanon can make Farash Tamayu. The time of the Rebbe Mesera. Their own time and the Rebbe Mesera's Pasuk. The Rebbe Mesera, who learns from the Pasuk of Kol Chayim V'Yisrael, Kachi Kachi Mul Hashem, teaches us that all Chayim is Stam Lebed Agabayis. What do you do with the Pasuk? Kistei Achayim. Hai Kistei Achayim, I Ovidlei. What do you do with the Pasuk? Kistei Achayim. So the Gemara Bailey, look at the Tanya, went to the Braisa. Kesoda hacherim lakoyin tiyachuzasa. Braisa asks, what is this pasuk for? Ma tam aloima. It sounds like learning that the achuzah should be like a soda cherim. It says, kestea cherim lakoyin tiyachuzasa. The achuzah that goes back to you by Yevil should be like a stea cherim. Ma tam aloima, why does it say this? Menayin, teach us like this. Menayin lakoydesh, lakoyin shahikdesh stea charma. It means the koyin that by Yevil got a field. A kohen took the shtech army, not a kohen that got a field. A kohen that got a cherim, and he was makdashit. He got a cherim from Israel, and he was makdashit. Now, what happens by Yevil? If he did not redeem it, someone else redeemed it. Does it go back to him by Yevil, or go back to all the kohanim by the Mishma? So Zok Tengmar, Mnayin l'kohen shtech the shtech army, Mashtu Yoyim ha-hoyil v'yotza l'kohanim, since it goes after the kohanim anyway, v'arihi tachas yodi, and I am a kohen, tei shali, it should be by me by Yevil. Bedinu, it makes sense. Why? Because v'shal achayim and izoych am zeich or other people stuff zatz like kolshkein tamalei mekasoda achayim lekayin tiyuchazasai and v'chimala manu mistei achayim. What are you? We're not learning anything out of mistei achayim. So mi'ata is a ball lelamed and it's a lamed. We're gonna make a hekesh vaker. That soda charmoy will be learned out of stei achuzah. Makesh stei charmo stei achuzah shal Yisrael. Mas stei achuzah shal Yisrael. We learned a few blat ago that let's say the one who redeems it, the regular Yisrael is makdash shtei achuzah, and the kohen redeems it. So by Yevil goes back to the kohanim, right? So does the kohen keep it himself? It goes back to all the kohanim. So he learned that from a drasha. It goes back to all the kohanim. So just like over there, it goes away from the kohen. Af shtei charma yoytzim mitachas yodoy mislachakas la'okav hakohanim. That's what happens. That's what we learn after this pasuk. That's what Yehuda's drasha from this pasuk. The question was, what Yehuda do with the pasuk? Is stay acherim l'koyin teyachazah. So you know what he does with the pasuk? Teach us this halacha that if your koyin has a soda cherim and he's makdashit and someone else has paid it, it does not go back to him, but Yehuda, it goes back to all the kohanim of Yehuda. V'idach was a born harabah megis rasha. Mecherem hacher says loshen hacher. V'idach hacherem hacherem loy mebay mashloy isn't darshina. Ask them our last part of this drasha of Rabbi Ben Seirach, the chala kachu kachu from kachu kalam nalei. There was no drasha, and the Mishnah says that from kol cherim v'yishol, or kol cherim v'yishol kachu kachu from Hashem, that the Rabbanon darshan that if you say a cherim on a carbon, on an oila, you give the tevis no or the value, like we learned in the Mishnah. So has Rabbi Ben drasha? So the Gemara, manalei solek Rabbi Shmuel. He learns that from Rabbi Shmuel's drasha. We'll see in the next Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel's drasha, that by Bechor it says taktish, which is lois taktish, and that teaches us that you give hektish ilu, which means the value of it, the carbon. Ad kan the drashas of Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira and the Chachamim. Any questions? Right, okay. Rabbi Yehuda of a Rav, halacha ben Seira. Rav says, we pass in a stam cherim goes to bed the kabayis. Like Yehuda ben Seira. Break the Gemara, a Rav, shavik, rabban of Avakrim ben Seira. Has Rav passing like a Yochid? He believes the Rabban, which is a Rav, and passing like the Yochid, Rabbi Ben Seira. So the Gemara, Braisa, Ipkatani. There was a Braisa that said it the opposite, that said, Rabbanon say, Stam Cherim is Bedek Abayis, and that's why he's passing like that, because that's really the Rabbanon. Frank the Gemara, Shavak, Masis, Mavaka, Braisa. He leaves the Mishnah and learns like a Braisa. No, no, Rav, Masis, Nami, Ipkatani. Rav also had our Mishnah the opposite way, that the Rabbanon would say, Stam Cherim is Bedek Abayis. You switch around the Mishnah from the Braisa, not the Braisa, Kami Masis, and let the, you know, the Mishnah teach us the Braisa is backwards. So when Rav Gemara Gomer, he learned that Rav Yehud is one who says Kayin, and the Rabbana one says it's better Gabayas. Frank the Rav Avis Kasha, Yehoki, why is he saying Loch Gudrim Sera? He's saying Loch Karabana, not Gudrim Sera. Yehoki Gudrim Sera, Karabana Barle. He's really passing like the Rabbana by saying that we paskin cherim is bedek abayis because that's his girsa in the Mishnah. So the Mahakama, Lamaida Fchisu v'tanisu, lefi your girsa that you have, Rehud Ben Seira saying, Stam cherim bedek abayis, halacha k'Rehud Ben Seira that Stam cherim goes to bedek abayis. So now that we know Stam cherim goes to bedek abayis, Dr. Maravaita, who gavra, da achrimru l'nichsei pumpadisa, there was this fellow who made a cherim, and Chari Paskin was, where did Chayim go? By the Gabayas, right? It was not as there, it's not by the Gabayas anymore. So he was made Chayim on his Nechas, in Pumadisa. Also, the Kamei Rav Yehuda. So he came to Rav Yehuda and said, what should I do? Amalei, by the way, don't be confused, Rehuda ben Meseira, this is Rav Yehuda the Amira. Amalei, Shekoil Arba Zuzi, Vacha Elayu. Take four Zuzi, be paided on that, Vishadinu Menahara. And throw it into the water. Because he held, first of all, it was Bedek Abayis. It's difficult to do a pidyon. We know, we used to learn at the beginning of Amid, I know it was a little tired, maybe, but we learned in Amid that a Kayin, there's no pidyon. So it was talking about Chari Bedek Abayis, you have pidyon. What do you do? He says, take four Zuz, be paid of the field that went to Bedek Abayis, and throw it into the Nahar. Why throw it into the Nahar? Because you don't have, you know, there's no Bedek Mikdash anymore. List of Lachabim, what to do? Alma, says the Gemara, Kasava, Stam, Charam, Bedek Abayis. And therefore, you can be paid it. Zok the Gemara. So why use four zuzi? This field is a $40 million field here, middle of Manhattan. Well, what's that four zuz? Kaman kashmul. The Amah hektish shava mana shechila shava pruta mechol gonko to shmul. You say gonko to shmul. That the little pruta, it works to make a pidyon. Even the shmul shechilu. If you did it already, lechatchila me. Amah he's telling you lechatchila. The Amir is telling this guy, take four zuz and be paid it. Lechatchila me. Amah. And for the Gemara, when is it not like Chilah Hanan Milu Zan Shvesh Kayam Dikap Seida? Because there, the Bedek Abayis will lose if you do short, small pidyon. Al Vazana said that anyway, throwing into the water, Afil Lechatchila, it's even Lechatchila to be poida the field with less money than its value. Oh, bring the Mariach, Afil Prutanami, why do a Pruto? Why do four Zuz? The Vesuvi Milsa wanted to let everyone know what we're doing here. Want everyone to know that's really Chal the Hekdish. And he needs pidyon, and therefore he made it. Made a big deal. But if there's still a pruta, no one would chaf. No one would remember. No one knows the thing. We want the people to know about this.
Know about what?
That needs pidyon. That needs pidyon. It needs pidyon. That's why. Say if there's pruta, no one knows. Maybe someone say, oh, you know, chayim better buys doesn't work these days. We'll see. Should sell it. Get out of the Gemara. You know, this is no basic. There's no chayim better buys. So therefore, you might pursue milsa and just this thing that they need that. Ama ula ula agus. On the Amira Rav Yehuda. Amula Yavoy Hasam. They would ask me the Shaila. Have a Yavina Kulo Kanim. I would say give it to the Kanim. The whole field. Alma Kasava Ula Stam Charamim Lekahanim. Because Ula holds, he paskins Stam Charamim Lekahanim. Not like Rav. Meisve. We're going to ask this Braisa, both the Kasha on Ula and Rav Yehuda. Meisve. Ain Evet Ivri Noeg El Vizman Cha Yoivel Noeg. You know, Vizman Azeh, there's no such thing as Evet Ivri. Why not? Because no Yoivel. And by Evet Ivri, it says in the Pasuk, Shenemat, Shnas Ha Yoivel Yavid Imcha. Imach. It says in the Pasuk, Ad Shnas Yoivel Yavid Imach, that Evet Ivri works for you, Tol Yoivel. If there's no Yoivel, so there's no Evet Ivri. That's one thing, it's not Negei anymore. Another halacha is, Vain Soda, the Gersh is, Vain Stei Achuzo Noeg El Gan Shoyev Noeg. It's not Vain Stei Achuzo anymore. Stei Achuzo has different dinim. First of all, there's a din of hektish, you play it a certain way. There's a din of Stei Achuzo that you do Geroyin. You know, you figure out how much left to Yoivel, and you figure it out. All those halachas are not Negei anymore. Shenem Av Yotzal Yoivel, Shav Lachuz Asayk, which says, it's only when Yoivel's done, you have Stei Achuzo. Ain bata irichayim noyeg. It was manchu yevan noyeg. The din of bata irichayim is that the first year you can play it. After you can't even play it. All the halachas are not negaya. Shnema. They also like irichayim. It says a musik of yevul. It says lo yaitzav yevul. So see, it has to have yevul. Rav Shimon Yechayimer ain stei charamim noyeg. This is what's the kasha on ula. This line ain stei charamim noyeg. It was manchu yevan noyeg. There's no such thing as stei chesadachirim anymore. It's not yevul. Shnema. See that stay achem and shaykh is the yevul. Shimon Lozo Emer, ain ger toishav. There's no din anymore that you have to help out a ger toishav. A ger toishav is a goy. He's not a ger. He's a goy who is makabel not do avodah zarah. Basically, keeps shav mitzvahs by noach. So ain ger toishav noach. I was not sure of noach. And how do you know that? Around Bibi, my time. I asked you, Toiv Toiv. Ksiv Hacha Ktoiv Le'imach. It says here by Evet Ivri Toiv Le'imach. Ksiv Hassam by the parsha of Ger Toishav Toiv Loi Loi Toinanu. So therefore, we know there's no din of Ger Toishav without No Yevul. So what's the kasha? Adkan the brisa. What's that? It says over here there's no Soda Chayim without No Yevul Noeg. So before you had Ula and Rav Yehuda, who said it goes to the Gabayis. Ula says to Kahanim. It was talking about Zman Hazeh, No Yevul, and says there was Chayim. I has no Chayim anymore. No chayim, rice is no chayim. The ones that throw the water, you know, be paided, throw it into the water, give it to the kanim, it's not true, don't have chayim anymore.
Why should the chayim be connected to the yevul?
Because there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, so in the pasuk, the hekesh, in the pasuk, stay a chayim to stay a chuzasai. Teach us there's no, that just like a sada chuz is only naig by yevul, it's also only naig by yevul. Or you can say more in the same pasuk says yevul. There's two ways you can say that, but either way, there's no. So that's a bumba kasha. And if the Gemara like kasha, it's not shver. Hobamaka koi hobamatalfli. Karka doesn't have any chayim anymore. Why? Because that's tolling yovel. But taltlim is never tolling yovel. So mataltlim is still his chayim. That's the terrors. And story 4 is talking about mataltlim. Break the Gemara, no, but nice to bumba disa makakoi nami. Makoi nami have it. That was about karka. Not talking about mataltlim. And if the Gemara, mikakoi, the chutz lords, mataltlim, it's shawl dami. Karka and Chutzlar is just like Metalthlim. It never has Din Yovel. And therefore, just like Metalthlim, they have Din Chayrim and not worried about Yovel. Same thing, Karka, which never has Din Yovel, will have a Din Chayrim even with Zman Hazeh. So, the new Mishnah. Shmuel Emer. This is the one of Bechar. We know a Bechar, when a firstborn behemoth is born, you give it to the Kohen, the Kohen brings it as a carbon. And the Pasuk says, Kol b'char sh'yevalid b'karcha v'tzenecha, zocha takdish l'Hashem sh'makdish it. And different Pasuk says, Ach b'char ashevuka l'Hashem b'behema lo yakdish. You should not be makdish it. It's two Pasukim. One says takdish, one says lo yakdish. Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, takdish. One Pasuk says you have to be makdish it. You shouldn't be makdish it. So you have to learn takdish. You can't say you have to be makdish a bechor. It sounds like takdish means you have to go over to behemoth and say you are a bechor. It says takdish, but it says lo yakdish. So you have to learn takdish a bechor and remember lo yakdish. You have to learn lo yakdish a bechor and makdish. What's going on here? Okay, so I teach us a halacha like this. If you want, you could be makdish a hektish ilui. You can makdish it, and what happens? You have to give its value of tevis hana. You have to give the value to the Beli Gabayis. What? If you make a cherim, yes. If you make it a cherim, yeah.
Oh, The takash we couldn't chayim also. Yeah, it's our to takash. We learned that halacha of chayim. We had a mishnah four from here also. That chayim to a coin. How much is that? Yeah. Rabbanon dash like this. Who Agur and Shmuel, they dash like this. They learned the drasha of hekesh ilu from the pasuk of chol chayim kachu kachu mul Hashem. But Rabbanon, al takdish meboyele lilav, it's a lav. If you makdish a vachar for a different carbon, it's a lav. And takdish, when you takdish, boyele gatayin, let the rice of nylon oil of vachar, but edroi, shem mitzvah like this, the mitzvah to say it's kaddish, and then I'll zachar takdish. Even though it's kaddish by itself, it's still a mitzvah to makdish it. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it makes no sense what you're saying. Eloi makdish le, if you were makdish a vachar, loi kaddish, wouldn't be kaddish, it's a merachem while you have a, it's kaddish a merachem. But given the chiluy makdash like kadosh, since if you not going to makdash like kadosh anyway, leitzarech laakadusha, you do not have to be makdashit, and therefore he argues on the Rabbanan's drasha. Hadun alach ha makdash sodayu.